Chapter 10. Card didn't black out, but time stretched weirdly as his harness tried to cut him in half and his ship spun madly, power blinking on and off, finally settling on-off before minimal energy systems kicked in. The inertial compensator started up and gravity reasserted itself, but the screen was a confusing jumble. "Report," he snapped. "What's going on?" Hasishi looked up reluctantly. "Minimal damage to the frigate," she said. "We took a pretty hard bounce and we're limping a bit."
"Limp away from them, at least," Card said. "Head for the outer system."
"The hyperdrive core took some of the worst damage," Dankin pointed out. "I don't think we can jump."
"Well, we certainly can't here. Not in the hole Yavin's dug for itself."
"The big ships we can still outrun, at least for a while. The frigate will catch us eventually, but we've got a lead it will take them at least an hour to cut down. We've got a couple of E-wings that will be harassing us shortly."
"Good luck to them," Card grunted.
"We do have some weak points in the hull now," Shada pointed out.
"That's why we'll shoot them out of space, Shada, my dear," Card answered.
"And our shields?"
"We'll hold up long enough."
"Long enough for what?" Shada said. "Without hyperdrive..."
Hasishi
suddenly grated out a yowling snarl. "What's the matter, Hasishi?"
"I can give you something better than a working hyperdrive, Captain,"
the Tagorian said.
"And what might that be?"
Her toothy grin nearly split her head in half.
"The rest of our fleet, sir."
"You asked what I was waiting on, Shada? Don't ever doubt that the gods favor me. How far out are they?"
Hasishi
was suddenly more sober. 2 hours at least, sir."
"Well," Card said cheerfully, "then I'm taking suggestions on how to stretch the... it's what, 8 minutes now? Into the 2 hours we need."
The hull suddenly rattled.
"E-wings on us, sir," Dankin reported.
"Well, don't keep them waiting. Show them what this helpless old transport has in store for them. Shada, you have the bridge."
"You're leaving in the middle of a fight?"
"It won't be a long one. When that capital ship catches us, give me a call. I need to talk to Solasar."
4 hours later, a weary Imsatad appeared on Card's screen.
"You're a fool, Card," he opined.
"What does that make you, Captain?" Card replied. "In any event, our positions are now reversed. I have considerably more firepower than your little flotilla.
And yet, as you once observed of me, you're still here, which means you aren't finished," Imsatad said.
"What do you want?"
"By my count, 4 of the young Jedi are still missing. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?"
"As a matter of fact, I wouldn't."
Card stood and locked his hands behind his back.
"I can be a very serious man at times, Captain Imsatad. This is one of them. I gave my word to deliver the Jedi students and their teachers safely from the hands of scum like you, and I intend to do that. Not in part, but in full."
"You're endangering our work here," Imsatad said. "The Yuuzhan Vong will not stop until they have all the Jedi. If we do the work for them, show our good faith—"
Card cut him off with a mordant chuckle. "The Yuuzhan Vong have conquered half of our galaxy in an unprovoked crusade. What about this obligates us to show them good faith?
Listen, Card. I was at Dantooine with the military. I saw what they can do. We can't stop them. We can't. This is simple self-preservation. Besides, they weren't unprovoked. It was the Jedi who started this war, and it's the Jedi who continue to provoke it."
Card sighed and returned to his seat. He tapped his fingers on the armrest.
"I don't know if you really believe that sump muck, and I don't care. But it's good you bring up self-preservation, because you are now faced with a crisis in that department."
Imsatad lifted his chin defiantly. "If you suppose I have your missing Jedi, you won't destroy my ships."
Card gestured, and Cam Solasar strode into view. "Let me introduce you. This is Cam Solasar, one of the teachers at the Jedi Academy whose curricula you have so rudely interrupted. He is a Jedi, and they can sense one another. Did you know that?
Imsatad's eyes flicked back and forth between the two. I've heard such things.
None of the children are on your ship, Captain, Solasar said in a voice that could saw through bones. Nothing prevents us vaping you.
Imsatad blinked twice.
I do what I do for the good of the galaxy, he said.
Yes, you've said that already, Card said. Personally, I think you might best serve the galaxy as star food.
Imsatad massaged his forehead.
What do you want?
He asked wearily.
I want all of your ships grounded so I can conduct a ship-to-ship search.
Imsatad shrugged.
I don't have the children you seek. You may search my ships. Give me 8 hours to get them all on the ground.
You have 5.
Card signed for the connection to be severed. He's hiding something, Solasar said. I can't sense what.
He doesn't think he's beaten?
No, that's the strange thing. He feels utterly defeated.
But he is being deceptive about Anakin and the others.
You really think they're still alive?
Anakin is, I'm certain of that much. And Tahiri. If they are alive, Senna and Valen must be. After all, the Peace Brigade didn't come here to kill them, but to capture them.
Card nodded thoughtfully.
I'm going to have the idiot's array come alongside. She's a corvette, and her captain is one of my best. I want to get these children we have aboard safe on Coruscant now.
An excellent idea, though they won't be safe on Coruscant.
Not for long.
No. Luke Skywalker has another plan in the works for that.
I'm staying until we find the rest, Solasar said.
I imagined you would. And Tion?
The children need one of us.
Very good. I'll arrange the transfer now.
Solasar nodded and held out his hand.
I didn't thank you before. I'm glad I didn't kill you.
Card grinned wryly and took the proffered hand.
The perfect gift for the perfect occasion. That's you, Solasar.
Sith spawn.
Shada snarled from across the bridge.
What? What is it?
Card, if you're going to get those children out of this system, I suggest you hurry.
What, more Peace Brigade?
He stared at the long-range sensors. Blips were appearing. Lots of them.
Pasishi, what do we have there?
The tactician looked up grimly.
Yuuzhan Vong, sir. Lots of them.
At least 2 warship analogs and a whole lot of smaller ships.
Card gripped the back of his chair until his knuckles turned white, cursing inwardly, trying to keep his face calm.
How long?
No more than an hour, sir.
Long enough to get the idiot's array away. Do it now and have the demise run with her.
What about us? Shada asked.
We can't fight them head-on, Card said.
Anakin and the rest are still down there, Solasar snapped. If you're thinking of leaving them...
Card cut him off with a wave of his hand.
I'm thinking of no such thing. If we leave this system, they'll button it up so tight only the New Republic fleet could get in here. But our tactics will have to change, and we need reinforcements. Shada, I want you on the idiot's array. Bring back whatever it takes.
You're crazy if you think I'm leaving you here.
We'll be fine. It's a big system, and we're not without resources. If the Yuuzhan Vong plan on occupying Yavin 4, we can make things very unpleasant for them. You ought to know by now, Shada, that if there's anything I'm good at, it's surviving. Now go. We have no time to argue about this.
I'll be back,
Shada promised.
Of course you will.
And I'll be here to meet you. Now get going.